Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The fighting in Gaza coming dangerously close to hospitals in Gaza City. Doctors in some hospitals say they're unable to treat patients because of a lack of electricity and supplies. Israel refusing international calls for a ceasefire. House Speaker Mike Johnson under the gun to get a spending plan passed in a matter of days to avoid a government shutdown.
If lawmakers don't pass a spending bill by the November 17th deadline and the government shuts down, some 3 million federal employees, including military service members, could be affected. Air traffic control operators and TSA workers could have to work without pay during the busy Thanksgiving holiday.
ABC's Em Nguyen. Houston police say an officer is recovering after a shootout with a carjacking suspect early Saturday. The officer was hit in the leg, the suspect killed by police. Interstate 10 in Los Angeles shut down in both directions after a fire burned under the highway, leading to concerns about its structural integrity. This is ABC News. 3 months after the deadly wildfire that swept through the community of Lahaina, Hawaii's governor announcing a $150 million recovery fund. Many residents concerned about their health.
Well, the cleanup is expected to take another 6 to 12 months. The Environmental Protection Agency removing hazardous materials from the burn site. Workers spraying a soil stabilizer over the potentially toxic ash. The Department of Health confirming ash tests will begin this week as U.S. Army Corps of Engineers moves in to clear the debris. And while EPA testing in late August shows the air quality in Lahaina is safe, the Department of Health here still urging caution.
ABC's Will Carr. Former Arizona Senator Martha McSally says she fended off an assault while jogging in a park in Council Bluffs, Iowa earlier this week. McSally telling ABC News she was jumped from behind by the attacker. Authorities say they've arrested a 24-year-old named Dominic Henton in connection with the attack. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with a chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 31. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tomorrow. Highs level off around 47. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 32 tomorrow night. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 31 overnight. We should top off around 47 tomorrow. Lows level off around 32 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 35.
Getting ready. Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98 Q Country.
Kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
It matters to her. Got Jameson Rogers on the way. Parker McCollum coming up. How many people are in the world, or actually in the United States? I got a number for you coming up, and it might surprise you. George Burge, Mind on You.
On your hips every time. You have been looking like you do. I got my
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out.
See is you're gone and you left me here with
Parker McCollum with Burn It Down. So back in the year 2000, the census estimated that the United States population would be somewhere between 571 million and 1.2 billion by the year 2100. Now, we're still a couple of years away from 2100, and that's a pretty big range. But now some new estimates say those numbers are no longer accurate. The latest estimates expect us to be only at about 366 million, which our current population, do you know what that is? About 333 million. So we're only going to really add about another 33 million people in the next 70 years, 80 some years almost. Yeah, we need to get busy. Start making some people.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father.
Country.com.
to where you came from, Dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. In this crazy town, pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Riley Green and Luke Combs, things a little different around here. Yeah, they are. Before that, Jason Aldean living in a crazy town. And we're living in a crazy world. You see a celebrity on TV or in the news and you want to Google them. Well, these are the ones you don't want to Google because they're the most dangerous names to search online. Ryan Gosling, number one. Ryan played Ken. There's a new movie coming out called The Fall Guy. Yeah, it's based on the old TV show. He's going to star in that too. So, but don't be Googling his name. You could wind up with a bad computer. Emily Blunt, number two. Jennifer Lopez, Zendaya, and number five on the list, Kevin Costner. You also want to try to avoid Elon Musk, El Roker, Margot Robbie, and Bad Bunny, which I don't think I've ever Googled Bad Bunny. Maybe Good Dog.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
It's a hometown holiday on Small Business Saturday, November 25th in Glidden, Wisconsin. Join them for the craft fair, and you can meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids' goodie bags until they're gone. Saturday, November 25th. Celebrate Small Business Saturday in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 32, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 31. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 32 overnight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. Lows level off around 31 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 35.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cook a barn with a little light.
See what you're doing, girl. You know damn near everything I love.
This is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Still leave part of me.
settle down, talk about that one touchdown, raise some kids in red and black, go Bobcats while the other half of my hometown was in the crowd. They knew the words, they sang them loud, and all I wanna do was make them cry, cause that for me will always be.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last.
There's second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. When she changed it, if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Jordan Davis with Tucson Too Late. It's Ben Rod on your Sunday. So my brother got his deer, his buck for the year. I think it was an 8-pointer. I couldn't really tell because the deer's head was sideways when I saw it laying in the bed of his truck. But if you're a deer hunter, you like talking about deer hunting, the Deer Hunters Roundup is back. 2 hours of live radio that it's the craziest stuff you'll ever hear, they say. Listening starting Saturday night right here on 98Q Country or online at 98QCountry.com. See this year's complete Deer Hunters Roundup broadcast schedule right over there on the Webby. It's 98QCountry.com. Dan and Shay on the way, Justin Moore, and a whole lot more on 98Q Country.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay.
Country.
drink, or we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the wind.
country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all
come back for more.